I'm Bruce Worsen, pastor of His Place Community Church. The following message came from a Sunday morning right here at His Place.
Do you settle for less than perfect? Thank heavens my wife did. But I'm talking bigger picture. I'm talking overall. Do you settle for less than perfect in your whole life? Is perfect an unrealistic expectation? And I got to tell you, this question is a really big deal to me. This question sort of defines where I think, you know, we stand as a person. Is perfection an unrealistic expectation? And there's a couple of reasons why this just resonates with me so much. But one of them is our kids. Every year, I'm the youth pastor here, and every year we get a chance to go to camp. And in that time when we go to camp or retreat, we get to connect and get a little deeper and have some really big conversations with the kids. And I kind of get the temperature of the entire teenage generation, where they're at, and I get a peek into their perspective of what the world looks like. And it utterly breaks my heart every year. Because I hear from them how all of us, the entire world, have worked their whole life to slowly change their childlike enthusiasm, trust, and hope into adult cynicism, depression, and despair. And I hate it. They're born reaching out for love and perfection, and we do them a favor by telling them not to get their hopes up. We save them from the letdown of chasing perfection. We convince them that okay is good enough, and then we train them to accept the reality of a broken world. I hate it. We teach them how we cope with it too, through our use of apathy and relativism and justification. And then I see innocent and joyful children systematically robbed of hope by the example of defeat and surrender that we live out. And when those same people tell them, that's life, that's how it goes, it's no wonder to me that more and more of our kids are choosing death. And I hate it. These days, Christians are having a hard time believing that God is perfect. So why on earth would anybody, any kid, any teen, believe that perfect is an option in their life? They have been sold on accepting less than perfect. And that means that we have trained them to embrace sin. And so let's stop right there, because we got a problem. I use the S word. Sin. The second that we hear that word, something crazy happens. That's a trigger word. You say sin, you hear the word sin, and you can't stop. Your mind runs down a big heaven and hell, God and the devil, right and wrong, nervous about my salvation road. You just can't stop thinking big stuff, and we don't need to, because it's just sin, and we need to talk about sin. Sin should not scare us. It shouldn't. Sin should not scare us. Sin is everywhere. Sin is varied, but sin is simple. And most importantly, sin is not a death sentence. I mean, don't hear me wrong. It can be deadly, but only when it's left untreated. And so I think that every now and again, we need a little like spiritual hygiene class, kind of health in high school. We need to like take a good long look at what some of these words in the Bible really mean. Sin. Sin. Does anybody know what sin means? It's surprising. I know it. Sin. Sin just means literally to miss. To miss. In the Hebrew and the Greek, it's miss. It's a miss. Does that word scare you? No. It's just a miss. It's not a big deal. It's usually referring to archers. Now, weird Uncle Noah, now we understand where this whole thing is going. archers. It just means to miss the mark, to miss the target. Doesn't sound nearly as daunting as it did 5 seconds ago. It's just a miss. Now, I haven't really practiced archery in some time. I was a Cub Scout, and I did okay back then, 30 years ago. Haven't practiced since. But I think that it still works pretty much the same way, which is there's a three-step process. Ready, aim, fire. Right? That's how it works. Ready, aim, fire. So you're supposed to pick it up. You're supposed to pick up your bow. You're an archer. You're supposed to aim it. You're supposed to, like, sight in that bullseye. And then you're supposed to just fire. Take the shot, right? I think that's all that you're supposed to do. So let's give it a shot. Let's just ready. And you aim it out. Okay. That was a shot. Maybe not a great one, but ready, aim, fire. That worked. Oh, and then the next thing you're supposed to do is you go over and you score the shot. Because you got this whole thing over here and it's got these rings. And make no mistake about this. You're trying to hit the bullseye. I was trying to hit the bullseye, believe it or not. But all these rings do is show you how far from the bullseye you really are. In my case, this bottom hay bale. But that's what they're there for. You're trying to hit that bullseye with every shot. Well, sin works the exact same way. Just in the same way that everything that is not the bullseye is technically a miss, everything that is not God, is not righteous, is not perfect, is a sin. But don't freak out. Because remember, that's just a miss. Your whole life is a miss. Everybody's is. Except for that perfect bullseye of Jesus. Which is why he tells us we got to get rid of our life and find his. But this brings us to an interesting thought, because if we miss all the time, then aren't we in trouble? I thought God had a plan to save us. If we're missing, and that's kind of what defines us, what we do, then missing cannot be a dead end, because the plan has got to work. Well, it's not. And thank heavens, John confirms this. In 1 John 5, he says, all wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin that does not lead to death. Oh, so how does sin not lead to death? Well, plot your shots after you take them. Are your misses getting closer to the bullseye? Because they can. It just takes a very crucial step after the shot. After you take your shot, you have to admit that you missed it. And then you got to try and correct the shot. Then it's practice. It's practice because practice is just missing with a purpose. And that's what we're aiming for, missing with a purpose. If you're practicing, you're not getting worse. And as a matter of fact, they're not even misses anymore. They're not. They are right where practice shots should be. Well, that's not the bullseye, but they are practice shots. They're hitting where they're supposed to. And you can tell that they're practice shots because they only get better. They get closer and closer to that target. That is the sin that does not lead to death, because it ain't even sin anymore. It's practice. So what happens if you don't get better? You know, if they don't get any closer, if we don't admit and then try and correct our shot, well, things don't get better, they get worse. And that's the sin that leads to death. Yeah. And this right here, this is the sin that is killing our kids. This is the sin that never finds perfection and therefore never has hope. And there are three ways to do this sin, to miss it and never get closer. There are three ways to sin toward death, and we're going to try them out. So put on your helmet. The first looks like this. The first way to miss and never get better looks like this. You can pick up your bow, you notch your arrow. Is that what it's called? I think I'm saying that right. And then you do this. You just look the other way. That's all I got to do. What target? There's no target over there. That's why I can ignore the target. If I ignore the target, it's out of sight, out of mind. I don't have to. It's pointless. And this is what we call apathy. God is perfect, so what? That doesn't affect me. You know, no shot, no miss. So I think I figured out a way. Well, interesting workaround. Let's try number two. Number two looks like this. Now you pick up your bow, you go for it, and you line up your shot. Oh, I almost hit the thing I'm supposed to. And then you go over, and I go, okay, how'd I do? I think I did just fine. I did good enough. You know, oh, you guys looking at this? Oh, I reject that. I don't know whose that is, but there's no one measure of where I'm supposed to shoot it. There's no one God that I'm supposed to be judged by. There's a lot of different ways you can see things. So I'm just going to reject the target. So no miss, because there was no target. That's how it works. Ooh, that's relativism. Relativism, that's God is an impossible standard. There's no such thing. So no miss. But then number three is this one. And now this one is really clever. Number three, actually, using number three, I can get a bullseye every single time. I can get a bullseye every single time because, as a matter of fact, it's probably too easy. I'm going to go back here. I think I could get a bullseye from way over here. And I bet I can do it with my eyes closed. I bet I can hit, yeah, you should be nervous. So, using this world's method, number three, the world's method, I think I can get a bullseye with my eyes closed, and it looks something like this. Oh, but I got my mark. Yep. Bullseye! Nailed it. That was exactly where I was shooting for. I hit the bullseye spot on. That's no problem. Hey, I took the shot, and so, I mean, my eyes were closed, but I got it. All I had to do was change the target. Wherever I hit, that is the bullseye. Whatever I say God is, that's what he is. Whatever I decide is true. That's justification. All you got to do is move the target. Oh boy, careful, we do this one a lot. There is a God, but you know, he is whatever I say it is. But ignore, reject, or change the target. All three keep you missing because all three won't accept his target, the real target, the perfection that is God. And apathy, relativism, or justification, all three keep you sinning because all three won't accept perfection. And this sin can only lead to death because this is the crux of the whole matter right here. You don't get more than what you settle for because you can't hit a bullseye that you don't believe in. And we don't believe in the bullseye if we don't admit when we miss. So, okay, Noah, wonderful points. I'm on board. You've won me over. God is my target, and he is perfect, and I'm the misser. I'm Mr. Misser. This is actually pretty comfortable. Feels pretty good. There's actually a load that's been taken off me. This is great. Are we done here then? I'm good. I'm saved. It's all. Well, one more before you go. One more little teeny thing. And actually, I'm going to let Matthew and James and John tell you. You, therefore, must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And let steadfastness have its full effect that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Because there's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. So yeah, just a minor detail in God's plan. You got to be perfect. And apparently that involves having no fear, which is just, it sounds like a cruel joke, because we fear sin. And we fear sin because perfection seems impossible. That seems like a daunting task. So let's put an end to that right now. Let's find out how to be perfect. Are you guys ready for that? Because it's this simple. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness, hitting the bullseye, is righteous as he is righteous. The moment you start practicing, you're being perfected. And being perfected is our purpose. It is the best we can. That is our perfect state down here, is being perfected. It's like the guy who's out taking his shots in boot camp and missing them all the time, and then the coach comes over, coach in military, coach comes over, and he says, good job, you're doing great. And he goes, I'm missing everything. And he said, yeah, you're practicing. That's what you're supposed to be doing. So you had a perfect day today. That's us. Take those shots. Recognizing and correcting misses is what makes us perfect. It's what turns it into practice. So little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness, hitting that bullseye, is righteous as he is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning, which we now know is just missing. Those are the guys who are just fine with missing over and over, never shooting for that bullseye. Whoever makes a practice of sinning, missing the bullseye, is of the devil. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. By this, it is evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God. It's that simple. You guys get that? You are what you practice. And you're practicing perfection whenever you aim for God, making perfection actually sound pretty doable. I really felt it was more impossible before we started. So when you take a shot in life, whatever you do, it really comes down to this. You got to ask yourself, am I practicing hitting the bullseye or am I practicing missing the bullseye? Practicing being perfect or practicing sin? We need to get that perspective straight because it's a matter of life or death. And that's scary because that means every shot has the power to change your life. But that's also comforting because that means that every shot has the power to change your life. Depending on the direction that you're trending, each action can transform perfection into sin or sin into perfection. And we see this little delicate dance in Peter. Peter, I think a lot of us identify with Peter because he's just kind of stupid. Like, Peter's always, he's that guy, he just can't help it. He tries and then fails and tries and fails, and that reminds me of a certain me. And I remember, I mean, the first time I read in the Bible some of Peter's exploits, I was confused by a handful of them. But there's one part where Jesus is telling him that he's got to go up and be, you know, tortured and crucified, and he's going to die, and it's going to happen. And Peter, being a buddy, says, no way, man, not going to happen. We'll figure out something else. And then to that, Jesus unloads on him. And Jesus says, get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but the things of man. Sorry. It's a little much, don't you think? I mean, I'm just saying, I just like you. I want to stick around. But he had the wrong target. Jesus is just saying, that's the wrong target, Peter. Wrong target. Oh, boy, that was a bad miss. You tried to move the target. This is what has to happen. This is perfection, and that's not what you're talking about. And you went from golden boy to Satan in two sentences. Because, man, that's all it takes. You can miss pretty bad, and all of a sudden, perfection to sin, sin to perfection. Good news is, he can get right back on track. Dude, is that the last that we ever hear, Peter? Done deal? No, I'm still going to build the church on you. I love you, you little rascal. But
But that's how it works, depending on the shot, which way you're trending, turning that perfection into sin or sin into perfection. And Jesus just reminded us that the target needs to be in front. Get behind me. You got to set your sights on me. Get behind me, Satan, for now, and then turn back into Peter. Because there's a whole lot of shots that we got to take in our lives. There's a whole lot of opportunities. Every day is full of potential shots that can change the direction of your perfection. And this is the whole point. This is the whole point of the matter. Perfect is not just about accomplishing. It's also about attempting. A perfect creation is the result of a perfect process. I mean, you only get to eat a perfect cake if you bake it perfectly. I'm telling you, I get a peek into the perspective of our kids, of what this world looks like through their eyes, and it breaks my heart. And if we're going to save our kids, then this is the message that we need to send them. We need to feed them this message. Perfect exists, but it takes practice. And no matter what the world says, less than perfect ain't life. That's sin, and it's the one that leads to death. With our actions and our words and our whole lives, we need to start telling them, you've heard wrong. Only God gives life, and life is not settling for imperfection. That's being a slave to sin. Life is more perfect than this place, and it's better than what we already have. Life is the real answers to your questions. Life is the light that destroys your darkness. Life is the love that drives out all fear. And life is the perfection of your spirit that is accomplished when you let God be God and you take his hand named Jesus Christ to be led into eternal perfection and our real dad, his real love, and our real home. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. That's the bullseye, guys. That's what we're shooting for. That's what perfection is. We will get to experience perfect. Tell the kids. But only if we don't settle for less than perfect. Because it only comes as the perfect end to a perfect story, which won't start until we play our part as allies of God, ready to aim and fire. Knowing whatever happens, wherever the arrow goes, we were aiming for God's perfection, admitting when we missed, and we're practicing to get better. And when we practice perfectly like this, after each shot, don't be surprised if you hear Dad behind you yelling, bullseye. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father God, oh, we love you and we trust you and we recognize you as the author and perfecter in each of our lives. Holy Spirit, we seek you to grow and understand in perspective and practice as we take our shots at perfection every day. And Lord Jesus, we follow you as our perfect target, as the only way, the only truth, and the only life that can turn our sin into a perfect story with a perfect ending. Everybody said, amen.
Well, thanks for listening in. Why don't you join us on a Sunday morning? If you'd like more information about the church, just point your browser to hisplacechurch.com. Until next time, may the Lord bless you, keep you, and make his face shine upon you.